That sign is from last week. If you weren't here, the earlier part of Ephesians, and this week, of course, we're in the latter part of Ephesians. After marveling at the beauty and grandeur of God for the first half of this love letter, Paul tells this young church how to live in love. In certain translations, Paul talks of this as put on and put off. Put on, put off. Does that take you anywhere? For me, it was my 80s teenager's brain going to Mr. Miyagi and LaRusso, Daniel LaRusso, Karate Kid. Do you remember that scene? Daniel-san, Daniel-san, look I, concentrate. Show me, wax on, wax off. And Daniel kind of lethargically says, okay, wax on, wax. Daniel-san, Daniel-san, show me, wax on, hot, wax off, hush. And so I was thinking, Paul's telling that. Put on, hot, put off, hush. Can we do that together just for fun? Put on, hot, put off, hush. Okay, Jesus followers, we can do this. Last week with the children, we were talking about how God loves us and God loves with us. And in that loving with us, it is put on, put off. The Spirit of the living God ever present with us. And in the early parts of chapter 4, we were told to walk in the ways of our new life. It's on the sign there, and Joanne so beautifully weaved it into her prayer. We put on humility, gentleness, patience, love, and peacefulness. How did that go last week? That's why we have a confession prayer every week, everybody. Because we recognize that, yes, we want to put that on. We want to put on Christ's life on display. Humility, gentleness, patience, love, peacefulness. But we can't always do that perfectly. And so then in the latter part of this chapter, it's the put-offs. So there's 5 put-ons, and then there's 6 put-offs. Put off falsehood. Put off the anger that turns into rage. Put off thievery that robs the community of equity. Put off worthless and empty talk. Put off grieving the Holy Spirit. Put off bitterness that then leads to fighting, hurting, and speaking evil of others. On your insert today, you have that First Nations version of Ephesians 4:25 to 5:2, because I thought we could carry this with us this week. You might not all have this translation, so I thought, carry this with you this week, because this is how we will put on and put off as we bring to life the life of Christ. But I also want to do an object lesson. Because sometimes I think what happens, I'm going to move around a bit here. Sometimes I think what happens is that we get overwhelmed by Scripture because there's so much coming at us to do or not do, to put on or to put off. And so I thought, well, let's do a live object lesson of how this gets done in the body of Christ. Because it's not all on you individually to do all this putting on and putting off. When Paul writes to the church, he often uses the word y'all. Now, in our translation, it's often you, but it's y'all. So let's look at the 6 put-offs, and then let's divvy them up amongst us, okay? Just go with me on this. We're all members of one body. There are times when anger is the right thing, but do not let your anger turn into rage. I want 10 of us to volunteer for that. You're going to not let your anger turn into rage. Anyone else want to? I know, it's a tough one, right? Okay, good, good, good. So, that's your assignment. Okay, let's look at the second one. There's no room for thieves on this sacred path. And the idea here was that the idea that if we live a life where we're taking things from others who are more vulnerable, it's almost like thievery. And so what would it look like to put off thievery this week and then engage in making the world more equitable? So again, will 10 people do that this week? Just ponder what it might be to seek equity and put off thievery. I know this feels like a Billy Graham evangelist crusade. Yeah, there's 6, 7. I see that hand. Okay, thirdly, let your words be full of wisdom and okay. Thirdly, there are times when anger is the right thing, but do not let your anger turn into rage. Okay, we've done that.
Yeah.
We've done thievery. I missed the first one. Leaving the path of falsehood far behind. Speak truth and be honest with each other. Leave the path of falsehood far behind. Just for a third time. We won't do this with all 6, but who's going to leave the path of falsehood for you? So that's how the body of Christ gets this kind of work done. It's not all on me individually or on you individually. It's us working together, putting Christ's life on display as the body of Christ. This is a we movement, and this is a work that we do together. Is that somewhat helpful? Because I feel like sometimes we're reading our Bibles and we feel like, oh wow, this is all on my shoulders to pull this off. But that's the beauty of being the body of Christ together. That we put on and we put off. And at different times when I'm stumbling, I know that someone else is walking with strength and justice and mercy. Okay, and I also want to say this. Because Baptists have a special gift. And you've heard me talking about Baptists over the past few months. But Baptists, when they live into their tradition and their distinctives, we are great when we have soul liberty or soul joy. So not only do we pull this off as a community, but we can also see it in other places in the world around us. And so you might see God getting God's work done through your neighbor who doesn't go to church, or through a family member who doesn't go to church or even self-describe as a Christian. But I want to encourage us, as we're doing this work together of putting on and putting off, there's also God at work in the world, and we can join God in that work as well. It's not even all on us, because we believe that a living God is on the move, mending and healing the world. And we can name it, we can applaud it, and as Baptists, we join in on it as well. Finally, on your insert, you have this back portion that has words of sending and benediction. And I want to close with the first paragraph, because we'll use the second paragraph as our final words of sending today. Go out into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Return no evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak and help the suffering. Honor all people. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. This prayer of sending and benediction echoes so many of Paul's exhortations to the people of God. And so I wanted us to carry that with us as well this week. As we're putting on and we're putting off, this prayer might help shore us up for the journey. O people of Christ, let us put on and put off and walk in the way of love.